Travel Talk with visitkilkenny.ie. More to explore outdoors in Kilkenny this summer.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Ed is always delighted to have you back. And as we continue our staycation series for 2021, it is time to lace up our hiking boots for the next in Lonely Planet's highly successful epic series. And this is a new book they have out of the best hikes in Europe. And what's really exciting about this is that they have named 7 Irish hikes among the very best in Europe. And there is nothing like getting out in the fresh air and enjoying a good hike. God, you feel so good at the end of it, don't you?
Yeah, listen, good morning to you, Carol. Hello to the listeners. Absolutely. It's funny because, you know, I pre-ordered this book the other day, and it's one book that I love to get every year, right? Because it's a wealth of information. And of course, as you know, Carol, The Lonely Planet, they've been producing amazing stuff since 1973. And they've printed, would you believe, over 145 million guidebooks and phrasebooks in over 120 languages over the last number of years. So amazing content. And like, they really are up there, I suppose. The New York Times quoted them recently as quite simply like no other. And I think in a way, I agree with that. You know, I remember years ago, I'm meeting this fella on the Camino Way, and he had this much thumbed lonely traveler Camino guide in his, and it was the quintessential. Yeah, so they have wonderful, of course, travel journalists writing for them, and they really go down into the depths, delve into the details. But this is wonderful because 7 Irish hikes among the best in Europe, which is brilliant. The author, it's very funny, he meets a barman at on Bohor Pub on the Dingle Peninsula, and your man, the barman, says to him, "If you can't see the top of Mount Brandon, it's already raining up there, and if you can see it, then it's going to rain soon." I thought that was brilliant. Says it all in a nutshell. He went on actually to summit that peak, and he finished out the 180 kilometer Dingle Way anyway. Wow. which is a 7 to 10 day walking route, and that finds itself now listed among one of his epic hikes of Europe. I suppose what's really nice about it as well, that like from an Irish point of view, there's some really beautiful places to go. Like the Dingle Way is really, really popular. Other inclusions would be the Wicklow Way, Mayo's Great Western Greenway, the 126 kilometer Grand Canal Way, and of course the wonderful one, what they call short but sweet Mullaghmoor Loop as well. Of course, the beautiful Causeway Coast, Northern Ireland's Causeway Coast, which they describe as a multi-day coastal walk blessed with gorgeous geological wonders. And that's just the locals, Carol. Yeah, you know. but brilliant, really, really good. Ireland's second highest mountain, the 1,000 meter Bean Kerra in County Kerry, also makes the cut, and that is connected, of course, via one of Ireland's most exciting bits of walking, which is the Bean Kerra Ridge, up, I suppose, to the country's, our country's tallest peak here, which of course is Carn Tuil at 1,038 kilometres.
That wouldn't be a hike, I would suspect, for the faint-hearted. If you're going to start hiking, don't start with Carn Tuil. I could very well be wrong. What do I know? But, and I would imagine that, well, obviously in this book too, that they would tell you, you know, how difficult it is, and they would advise you on what to bring, what not to bring, all that sort of stuff that you need to know before you set out in your hike.
Absolutely. And I mean, folks, I mean, there's some other wonderful Irish writers as well who've written some great books on hiking, and Tourism Ireland's website, discoverireland.com, they have a fabulous section, Carol, on hiking as well, and they're really good in terms of the details in, you know, what to bring, what not to bring, you know, yourself. I mean, even doing the Dublin Mountains here, or, you know, even doing a lovely hike all around Glendalough and that area, I mean, heavenly stuff. A lot of people would know Loch Dan, all around that area, there's really lovely, relaxed, what we call easy kind of hikes, which would be really, really popular as well. I suppose really what this book is about, Carol, is epic hikes, you know. So in a way, I suppose it really is for people that are into hiking. And I mean, there's some wonderful hiking clubs in Ireland as well. They're real experts now, Carl, I can tell you. They've the poles and they've all the gear.
Serious
and
hikers.
You know, if you don't turn up dressed for the occasion, there's a slight little snobbishness about it, you know, like, oh, you're not a real hiker at all, you know. But really now, I mean, it's become a really, really popular. And I mean, for when travel resumes again, of course, I mean, the other hikes there's some amazing amazing ones there in Italy and Slovenia and Austria. You know, you could be doing the whole Sound of Music thing there, like mouth watering hikes, like just beautiful places. What's really great about for Ireland, because as I said, you see there the reach that the Lonely Planet has in terms of the millions of people that subscribe and buy all their books. I mean, it's just fabulous for tourism here, of course, again, you know, absolutely. And the Dingle Peninsula, as you know yourself, Carol, having been down there many times, is just really special and unique.
It's absolutely. And it's I spend a lot of time on the Dingle Peninsula, and it's always interesting to see the number of hikers, and serious hikers they are too, who are out there. And I've just been reading there, Ed, about this book, the epic book on the Lonely Planet, and they're saying that the author describes a multi-day round trip from Tralee to Annaskull. And of course, that's where the explorer Tom Crean comes from. And there's a lovely pub there actually in Annaskull that I would highly recommend when pubs open again. And you can get the whole history of Tom Crean, and also Ventry Bay, which is absolutely beautiful, the whole area of Mount Brandon as well. So they go into that in depth. And I see too that they have included the Grand Canal Way. And we spoke about the Grand Canal Way, did we not, here on Travel Talk? I suppose about a month ago we were talking about it. So it's nice to see that included too.
There's another great book, by the way, that they print as well about the best cycle trails, which again is another one. So of course you can cycle that and hike it as well and walk it. Carol, there are actually over 43 national waymarked trails by the National Trails Office here in Ireland. And the Irish Sports Council, in fact, have another very good website where you can actually get loads of information about that. And I mean, I suppose the main ones, again, we were just talking about there, they seem to cover them all in this book as well. There's even island hopping in Cork and Kerry, you know, the different islands down there, which is beautiful. Of course, the Kerry Mountains, Connemara, Mayo, the Wicklow Way, and again, the Causeway Coast and the Mountains of Mourne. And Carl, let's not forget Donegal, by the way. Some amazing hikes up there as well, which would not be so well known. The Slieve Leagues, which are, of course, very comparable to the Cliffs of Moher, you know, stunning. Not commercial up there in Donegal as well. So, you know, that's another place that's really good. But for people that really want to sort of follow along in these hikes and, you know, get up to a certain fitness level, this book is really, really good. Mm-hmm. There's another great website, Carol, wildernessireland.com, and they have a best hikes in Ireland as well, which is, again, you know, gives you lovely, lovely ones to do and mystical landscape that kind of inspire, you know, getting away off the beaten track. So really, really loads of wonderful things to do. But I love this. I'm very excited now, waiting for the lonely for this book to arrive, Carol, because we might plan a few ourselves if we can get a chance. What do you think?
Well, listen, hang on a second. We have the Camino on the list already. I don't know. We're getting on a real walking bug here, I have to say. So we need to put that list together, Ed. I was going to say we're running away with ourselves. Excuse the pun. We're not actually. I think it's a great idea.
No,
to do
definitely.
A walking
and holiday. You know, Carl, you could actually start the Camino Way from James's Gate here in Dublin. So, you know, we could do a really long hike. That'd be super. And now that we're, you know, we've learned how to be virtual and mobile and everything, so we can bring all the microphones with us. It'll be fine. We can broadcast live from the tops of mountains and the Camino Way. It'd be super.
Make it happen.
Absolutely.
All right, okay, well, that was really interesting. And just a reminder, it is Lonely Planet's epic book. So if you're into hiking, this certainly is one to watch out for. And Ed will put all this information up on the Travel Talk website and on the Saturday Live page at sunshineradio.ie. And a reminder too, if anybody, now that we are beginning to head in the right direction, not just for, well, obviously for staycations, but certainly it looks like Europe might open up sooner rather than later. And after that long haul travel, then if you have any questions, please do send them in to ed@traveltalk.ie. And he is always, are you not, Ed? More than happy to answer.
Absolutely, Carol. I was very excited. I booked a little trip. I love the Metropole Hotel in Cork. I booked a little trip for the coming months, and I was so excited to be booking a little weekend again, Carol. Like getting your hair cut or getting a good facial. Friends of mine were telling me today they're all jumping around the place. It's the little things, Carol, isn't it?
It is the little things, Ed. It most certainly is. It most certainly is. All Fantastic. Right, Ed, a pleasure as always to have you with us. And we will look forward to chatting with you again next week.
Great. Have a wonderful weekend, Carol.
Travel Talk with visitkilkenny.ie. More to explore outdoors in Kilkenny this summer.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.